I mean, there needs to be listeners, guys, to call out to you.
Listen,
make a mashup of those two things.
Just write her a fucking email. She'll do it herself. She'll tickle, tickle my vegan vagina.
Those two to meet and date.
I love having sex with bearded men.
It's perfect.
Then tickle my vagina.
Yeah.
Vegan.
I love having sex with vegan men.
They even have meat where she's from. She probably is a vegan by default.
Yeah. I eat roots and berries all day long. That's all there is in Ethiopia. Everyone run from the falling care package from the helicopter.
Juicy vagina.
It's like tofu.
Boston Bruins Stanley Cup champion t-shirts are here, everybody.
Did you see there was a picture of a bunch of little African kids with Romney Ryan 2012 shirts?
Really?
Yeah.
So that had to be Photoshopped,
no, no,
really?
No, because when that's what they do with useless T-shirts.
I thought,
like,
yeah, but that's such a meme now, though. That
no,
a,
but I,
they really did.
I saw it somewhere. It seemed legit.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe it was on like Bill Maher or something.
Imagine she does her next video and she's wearing the Romney Ryan shirt.
It's a free shirt.
I would never vote for Romney Ryan, but it's a free shirt, and we don't have many of those in my country.
She's getting all political now. It's like talking about life on the streets.
Free Zimmerman.
Oh. Are we scheduled for
she didn't get the news yet.
Special request?
A special request?
A special guest? Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling Mark right now. We've spent the first half hour of the show
talking about nothing.
Not talking about metal at all. So now let's change it up since this is the metal injection
George
lockdown.
Zimmerman's gun was probably metal.
It's true. It's true. Mark Hunter of Chimera is calling in, or we're calling him.
Is it murder metal?
And if you want to talk to Mark, the number is 646-929-1357.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. It's Rob from the Metal Injection Livecast. You are on the air.
Whoa. Hey, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for taking some time to hang out with us. Feel free to curse. Do whatever. Be comfortable. This is internet radio. There are no restrictions.
I don't know that I've ever been live on internet radio before. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and if Chimera fans are listening, you can call in and ask Mark a question. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Mark, where are we calling you today? What are you up to right now? Paint us a picture.
Paint you a picture. Well, it's not very heavy metal. I'm learning all about specific diets to help people with celiac disease.
Oh, wow. What is
but yeah, celiac is basically a nasty disease that it's an autoimmune disease where the body attacks food and basically you have a difficult time absorbing nutrition and basically, if you've heard of gluten-free diets, this is where that would stem from. It's okay. mainly caused by gluten. But doing a little more research, you find that there's much more to the story than that. So I'm spending my Sunday researching and just hanging out at home, getting ready to go into heavy metal mode this week, if you will, because we'll start practicing and whatnot. So.
Yeah, you guys are getting ready for a big tour. You have your album, Crown of Phantoms, coming out later this month, July 30th, I believe.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready to get back into metal mode, as you were saying.
Yeah, exactly. So.
How long have you been on break, or have you guys toured at all this year? You guys have done some touring, right?
Yeah, we went out this spring with Asking Alexandria, Whitechapel, Motionless in White, and I Killed the Prom Queen. We did that for about 6 weeks and then got home right sometime in May, so I've been home since then, just doing all sorts of domestic stuff in the meantime.
That seems like a bit of an odd tour for you guys to be on with, like, all of those, you know, younger, more poppy bands. You guys are more straight-up metal bands. How did their audiences react to you guys?
It was actually really cool. that's part of the reason that the tour excited me in the first place was it was a little out of the box for us, and we definitely knew that the shows would be packed, and it was a great way to introduce the band to some unfamiliar faces. And there were a lot of people going into it thinking that, well, this isn't going to work for you guys, and the crowd's not going to care. It's going to go right over their heads. It's blah, blah, blah. But it was one of the most receptive crowds we've had ever. So it was cool. Definitely made a lot of new fans, and we just had a good time playing the shows. I mean, some of the nights were a bit of a clusterfuck trying to – we're a band that requires a little bit of attention to detail when it comes to getting our stage in order and all of our gear working properly. And just some nights we had limited time and having to deal with local hands. Let's just say some states were a little more advanced than others when it came to the help. And so that would probably be the only negative I would say, was sometimes we'd have to scramble to get on and try to figure out some sort of idiotic problem, like, oh, the guy thought channel one should go into channel three for some reason, and it would be a big 5-minute moment where somebody's got their hand up their ass trying to figure it all out.
Whoa.
Aren't some venues also like unionized, so you have like union people who are like, no, you can't lift that, you can't touch that?
Yeah, there's some states that'll have that as well, and they get really bitchy if you want to push your own gear. We've always been like a pretty hands-on band, and we're definitely still maintain that attitude. And yeah, that can be a nuisance as well sometimes. Who else am I speaking with? I didn't know we had more than one person. That was just wild. It blew my mind.
That's right.
Rob can change his voice.
Me, Rob, and I'm here with Noah, who you That's just me. Talked to. And 3D Darren is
Hello,
here.
That's my voice.
And Sid probably won't be saying anything. But
well, I'll say this.
There's that.
All right. Well, hello, everybody.
Well, now it's a party.
You are a known marijuana activist, and I've definitely climbed aboard your bus with its...
Aboard.
Aboard. I said aboard. With its black lights and its Silver Surfer vaporizers. How do you, like, I always wonder this, like, when bands go on tour, do you have, like, a connect in every state? Like, how do you get your weed? Because
phone numbers.
For me, it would be an issue.
He's going to, like, incriminate himself.
No, you don't have to give people's names, but, you know.
That would help.
Yeah,
I mean, well, of course, we only do this in legal states that we're talking about. This only has ever happened in Colorado and Washington. The rest of the time, we never see marijuana. No, just kidding. It's pretty easy. I mean, it's actually probably the easiest thing of the day would be finding pot. I mean, from people that work in the venue to fans that are just want to meet the band. They always come bearing gifts. And
now, let me just interrupt you here. Like, when a fan is like, oh, I want to, like, hey, do you guys want to get high? And then you're like, yeah, I really want to get high. And then the fan comes to you and they open their weed bag, and it's basically the most disgusting weed you've ever seen.
Brown.
How do you get out of that situation? Like, because, I mean, you know, you're a big pot guy. You're not just like, I know you won't smoke anything, or I assume you won't smoke anything.
No, definitely not. Well, I just basically tell them straight up, this isn't what I would consider marijuana. And I have no problem denying, you know, if somebody's got it rolled and I just take a puff of like the joint they might be smoking, or not a puff, but like a smell of it, you know, you can kind of tell right away if it's bullshit or not. So I'll refuse to hit it. Most of the time I refuse to hit it anyway. I don't really care to smoke it. And then, but the vaporizer will definitely tell right away, you know, you can't put bullshit in there. And, we try to be polite about it and just say, hey, you know, just not our thing. Or maybe if I don't want to be a total prick, I'll be like, oh, I'm so stoned already, I can't, you know. But now I just gave that away. But here, just, I mean, get up to the pharmaceutical grade, get up to really high quality pure shatter, you know, then you're speaking our language.
Yeah, and it's better for you to smoke better weed because it will affect your lungs less. You'll require less to get high. It's in everybody's benefit to have better weed.
Right, and I enjoy it for just a calming effect. I'm a very hyper person, and once I start working, I'll get really riled up. So I like to be just chilled out and be able to do my work in a calm, relaxed, stress-free manner versus just being like hyper and all jacked up on. So I love to use it medicinally. I find when I sort of use it recreationally now, I just get too paranoid. I don't know what it is. I start going into these weird realms, and maybe it's just too strong now, or I don't know. But I like it to just calm me down in the morning and go on with my day.
I have a lot of experience with being paranoid from weed, and the best thing to do is just to continue smoking until you're just over it.
Yeah, yesterday I had one of those out of body experiences where I was just like, "Oh fuck, it's over." And for me, it's strange, with this high quality wax or dabs, whatever you want to call it. It's really simple to slip into a psychedelic state, and it's just not a place I really need to be all that often.
Yeah, the dabbing, that's like the new thing right now, with whether it's like those mobile vaporizers like a G-Pen, or now there's like dabbing bongs that you can buy. And
yeah.
to me, honestly, I'm not convinced on the dabbing. I think it's useful, like, if you're on the go, it's cool to have like a G-Pen or something like that.
It doesn't last long.
Yeah, but it's like it can't replicate the feeling of smoking a doober or like taking a nice massive bong hit or even vaporizing.
I prefer vaping all around to everything. I don't really like to smoke anything just from a health purpose. But am I one of those guys that's like, oh, I refuse to hit a bong? Absolutely not. There's a definitely different high. I find that smoking is a dirtier high, and there's a reason for that. Man, I just read about it too.
Yeah,
there was something. Yeah, exactly. The carcinogen is making you high, and there's actually a chemical for that. And then when you're eating it, it's definitely different because of the way that your liver oxidizes it. So there you're going to get a different effect on all realms. So what I like about the wax is, it's just one tiny little incy bincy dab will do you, if you will. And it doesn't smell, yada, yada, yada. There's a whole...
butane in it, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. The health aspect of it is that you're inhaling the butane.
Yeah.
But it's a carbon... I looked into the science of this, and then actually... one of my friends had a doctor test to see if there was any damage from anything of that, and I'm not sold on that being a threat. I think that it's a carbon, so as soon as it hits oxygen, it's evaporating, and then whatever else would be burning off. No.
All right, makes sense to me.
All right, we're sold. Let's dab.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a chemist by any means, but you know, hey. It's been around, it might be the main thing now, but it's been around for over a decade now.
Oh, really? I just got wind of it like last year, I want to say, with the dabbing. It seems to me like...
Yeah, that's equivalent California to, like, thing, you know?
Yeah. If like weed is to cocaine, what dabbing is to crack. Like it's like the crack of weed because it's like more concentrated.
I agree. I think that just going back and forth and experimenting with both, I think I'm with you. I might be a purist in that regard, that I probably just prefer the plant. But there's also something to the, the efficiency of the dab. I mean, it's small and bam, it does the trick.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll take me like three or four bowls of regular. I mean, even if it's good, but I have to. But I like, I guess, the social aspect of that. Dabbing, there is no social aspect. It's like everyone takes a hit and they are gone into their own world, and some of us are laying down, and yeah, you know.
Right on. All right. Well, we have a caller. By the way, if you want to call in and ask Mark a question about dabbing or perhaps his band, like calling us.
Yeah, are we going to talk about music at any point? That'll be cool. Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, you talk about
probably
music
not
before.
Actually.
We're trying to.
I don't care. I don't care if we talk about music actually.
Appetizer.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I'd like to know. I'm a fan of appetizers, so trying to engage.
What's my favorite app? Yeah. What's my favorite appetizer?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I would have to go, if I'm going to go for just, you know, the traditional types of appetizer, I guess I'm a fan of the mozzarella stick.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And what about non-traditional? You tour the world, you've probably seen some crazy appetizers.
It's true.
Yeah, but you know that we've never been like very experimental. We were the type of band that always like ran for McDonald's. They're like, oh, the American Embassy. See, I'm looking to change that now and expand my horizons. But my diet now is so bizarre that it's just
Are you doing a gluten free diet now?
Yeah, I pretty much omitted dairy, gluten, and sugar as much as I can unless it's natural.
Let me give you this tip, that since you say you like the mozzarella sticks, but if you're omitting dairy,
I can't be eating any of that, obviously, right?
Something that I was introduced to recently that blew my mind, and it might even be better than a mozzarella stick. It's a fried avocado wedge. Fantastic, and it tastes almost like a mozzarella stick because it gets all soft
but
on the inside.
Breaded.
Yeah,
breaded.
Fantastic.
Breaded gluten.
Is it? Well, yeah, there's probably gluten-free like
crumbs.
Breadcrumbs you can get.
Sid, I'm eating a gluten.
Yeah, I've been trying to make zucchini fries. That's been my favorite.
Oh, yeah, those are great, yeah.
But avocado's even better. It's worse for you.
Yeah, I got to try some avocado, yeah. No, why do you say it's worse?
Well, I'm saying it's worse for you than zucchini would be.
Oh, gotcha. But why would avocado be bad?
What's bad about avocado?
Just out of
curiosity. Isn't it more calories?
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I don't know the calorie count.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not so much on a calorie counting tip. Yeah, but...
By the way, I'd like to apologize to the caller in case I just stole his question.
Okay, let's get to the caller. The number is 646-929-1357 if you want to talk to Mark. 724, you're on the air with the Mental Injection Livecast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, man, sweet, I'm on. Yeah, you guys are talking about food, and I'm over here fucking starving. How do you feel about Red Robin, now that we're on the subject of food?
Red Robin, the restaurant, I take it. I don't know. I'm not so familiar with them. I think I went to one in my lifetime, but it was a big burger. It's a burger joint, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would ask, is the beef grass-fed, and was it humanely slaughtered? And I'm guessing probably no, so I don't know that I'd be down with that place.
Nah, I gotcha. I'm a huge meat eater. I don't look into that kind of shit.
Well,
but you should. Check it out. Like, do you know where your meat comes from?
Nope.
That's something I've been trying to get into more, have grass-fed meat, and I'm trying not to order beef from like Chinese restaurants or like just
I mean, you're talking about ordering cats then.
Yeah.
Well, basically.
Yeah, no doubt. I think I tried dog once on accident. I went to a Cambodian wedding once, and they just every time they brought something to the table, it was just more bizarre each time. Like the first thing they brought was a big fish. It had its eyes in there, scale, you know, everything is like staring at you, teeth.
Ew.
Yeah, no, I've
so
I've,
everyone's just
typical. Yeah.
Was dog good?
No, it wasn't very good. We didn't know what it was, and it was just a mystery meat. And I don't know if people were
was it a Cambodian
just being stereotypical?
No, but like,
excuse me.
Was it a Cambodian wedding in the United States? Because I'm pretty sure that dog meat is outlawed in this country.
Yeah.
Yes, but how do we know they didn't smuggle it in?
Did the dog meat come with any side sauces?
I don't remember, actually. Actually, you know, yeah, it was drizzled in this. Man, I'm telling you, I've had all sorts of beef before, and that just tasted like nothing on this planet that you've ever tasted. So
well, that's what you do when you serve a dog. You drizzle it.
I've had tongue. You know, I've had all sorts of weird things in Japan, meat wise, and nothing was as foul as what I had at that wedding.
Someone in our chat wants to ask you, did they tell you the dog's name when they served you?
And there's really cute dogs walking around the studio, by the way.
Gosh, I'm a big dog lover, and what was that movie, that Japanese movie, was it Gozu or whatever, where they start smashing the dog against the window in the beginning? I just start freaking out. I couldn't even watch it. And then there's that Faces of Death movie where they just start cutting up the dogs and frying them up. I can't deal with that stuff. That shit scarred me for days on end. And so, yeah, I don't know if to answer the question. I think it was Rascal.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Poor Rascal.
Yeah, I just went completely somewhere else with that answer. But anyway.
Is the couple still together that got married?
Yes.
Oh, well, at least one thing came.
Yeah, this was like probably 15, 16 years ago, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing well.
Think about all the dogs they've eaten since then.
I can't imagine.
So now that you're like starting this new diet and you seem to be like a person who's very conscious of what they consume and like good food and stuff, like how are you going to keep up with that when you guys are on the road? Because pretty much your options are limited, especially if you're like on a tour bus.
It's 2
in
the morning.
There's nowhere to park. It's 2 in the morning. You guys are, you know, are like wrapping up at like midnight. Truck stop food
sure.
is probably not that great. So how are you going to like keep up with your new diet?
Well, I've actually experimented with all of this for quite some time, different diets and different ways of surviving and I've done it where I'll go on tour and just be really strict. I did something like a few years back called the Velocity Diet, where you really only eat, you're only eating like protein powder or then like occasionally like oatmeal like every Saturday. And it was a really, really ridiculous, difficult diet. And guys in the band are like, how the hell are you doing this? But I'll just experiment all the time with different things. So it's, what I've learned is just doing your own shopping is key. And a lot of times like the traditional thing the bands do is they have a rider with this just giant list of bullshit that they get every single night. Like I want, you know, a jar of peanut butter and a loaf of bread and a meat tray or whatever the hell it is. And I just always thought this was a waste of time. By the sixth day of tour, you have 5 opened jars of peanut butter that you don't know who put their fingers in. And I just don't think that's an efficient way of being able to maintain any sort of diet on tour. So what I like to do is just give us all money and don't buy us anything. Don't even buy us water.
On the food.
Yeah, we just asked for what they would spend on catering. Say if they were going to spend $200-$300 on the meal budget, give us the $200 to $300. Then we just go to the grocery store that night or a Walmart or whatever, depending on what we need, and do our own shopping. And it's from experience one time too. Like people will shop and the promoter reps, they just buy what they would normally buy. So one time we were in like Santa Cruz and we had, I don't know, $150 to spend and this huge shopping list that they should have been able to buy it with the full amount given them. And they come back with about a third of the stuff. And you look and they're like chicken breasts. They bought like this $17 organic, super supreme Amish raised, whatever the hell chicken. And I'm like, man, they just totally blew it here. And everything was just super overpriced. And that was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back for me. And I was like, I'll just do my own shopping. And I know how to shop and I know how to buy things that are way more affordable. And then we will bring a skillet, bring a blender, bring a crock pot. And so you can, you'd be amazed at what you can do on a tour bus and whip up. We whipped up some crazy like gourmet ass meals on a tour bus before.
That sounds like a cookbook in the making.
I was just about to say, it sounds like a great cooking show, tour bus cooking.
Something, yeah.
Let's make a metal injection on this next tour you guys do.
Yeah, come on out. That'd be great. Like I'll fuck it up out there. I make these green beans that'll just destroy your mind. But we need like 3 or 4 hours. You know, that shit's got to cook all day.
Well, do you have a good recipe for ribs? Because Rob really enjoys ribs.
I do enjoy ribs.
Well, it might excite you to know that before I was in a heavy metal band, I was a rib cook at an award-winning rib restaurant. So I not only know how to cook ribs, but I know the secret recipe to award-winning ribs.
You just became Rob's favorite musician, by the way.
Yeah. Which are?
Yeah, man. It's called Geppetto's from Cleveland.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, check it out. Geppetto's Pizza and Ribs. I started as a rib cook at, I think, 14, 15, whatever, however old I was allowed to get a work permit. And then I wound up managing it, and that was my job up until I started the band. And then once I got busy with the band, there was really no time to be serious anymore. And I went from like being a manager to a delivery guy working like a few hours a week.
I mean, can we all just agree that ribs are the best way to consume meat? Because it's like, it's
up there. I have my moods.
I love ribs, man. Yeah. I love them. They're so good.
Sid doesn't like the ribs.
I don't like with the bones. I don't want to deal with bones.
I like
I like beef ribs.
I think there's some throwback in our DNA that just you love ripping meat off a bone.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I don't like being sloppy, and I don't like bones.
You don't like being sloppy?
In my general lifestyle, yes, but when it comes to like soiling my clothing and hands, I'd rather not.
Okay. All right, Mark. Well, I don't think we spent any time talking about your album.
I forgot we have one.
Yeah, you have an album called Crown of Phantoms that's coming out.
Okay.
Changing it.
July 30th.
This short-term memory problem. Sorry, what?
You guys are on a label. You're on E1, and you guys also went the crowdfunding route, which I think is great. Crowdfunding, because it's real, you know, it gets a bunch of slack, but really all that you did was you told your fans that they could pre-order the album before you recorded it, just so you could fund doing it. Is that correct?
Well, actually, with the crowdfunding, the way we used it was more for an enhancement of the album experience. We used the E1 resource to fund our album and record the album, but since we're kind of in an era where music videos aren't as prevalent as they were, either as a documentary or anything, things of that nature, we still come from that era that was like what we liked to do, and we want to continue that to enhance the experience. So there wasn't the type of funding in our budget for that. So that's what we used our crowdfunding campaign to do, was to make two music videos and a documentary to a making of the album, and kind of accompany and enhance the experience. And our incentive was, like you said, the pre-orders and special editions that are only exclusive to that particular campaign. So, example, you're not going to find our DVD special edition with the extra bonus tracks anywhere ever, because they were only sold through the Indiegogo campaign. So it was just a way, a great way to kind of do what we've been doing as a band throughout our career and types of the content we deliver. But just now we had to get a little creative, because record labels tend to focus their funds in different directions. And not to say that they're the wrong directions. I think what they have to do now is what they have to do, because we're in such different times. But we still just wanted to do that traditional accompaniment to our material.
That's I mean, it's great that it worked out. It's great that you guys have that loyal fan base that want the material so that you could have met your goals. How do you see like a smaller band using Indiegogo? Do you see that being possible?
I think anything's possible with that, but my question is what happens after? And anyone can get, if they say, for example, if we were free agents, I believe, after this album, so if we want to record our next album but we don't want to pair up with a record label, we could certainly go to Indiegogo and utilize that as a means to fund it, and it would most likely be successful. But then what? Who's promoting it? How is it being promoted? Who? There seems to be quite a bit of work that comes from a record label that just the normal musician is not even thinking about. So I think that if you're going to do that sort of thing, you really need to be cautious of what exactly you're funding, and you might want to add, I don't know, maybe another $150,000 to your goal if you really want to truly market an album the way a modern metal album would be marketed.
And where, so you said $150,000. Where would that, like, not necessarily breaking down the price points, but where should that go? Like, to a publicist, advertising?
Right, you're advertising, so advertising, then you're talking, well, what does that mean? Well, obviously the internet, the big sites, how much are you going to spend on advertising, all the magazines that you might want to hit, and how many times are you going to hit those magazines, how much is a full page ad, quarter page ad, yada, yada, yada. You're going to want a publicist. And then if you're some brand new band, why, and you're hiring a publicist, well, why does Metal Injection want to talk to you? I don't know. There should be a reason. So, I mean, there's just so many factors to go into it. Then you're going to be hiring the pressing of your album. You're going to be, that's going to cost anywhere from a dollar to, you could get very elaborate, to up to $10 if you really want to. Man, there's just so much going into it where I think that it's short-sighted to think that it just, well, please pay for our producer and studio time.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, once you have the album, you still have to get people to listen to it. That's even more important than having a good recording, because even if you have the best recording, if no one hears it, it's almost all for waste.
Yeah, and it's got to be good at the end of the day, I suppose.
Well, that's,
I don't know. Wait, I guess that's subjective.
Yeah, and that's really the least important part of the process.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, what am I thinking, man? Yeah, because you know, isn't it kind of strange that some of the worst music is the most popular? And then you think how much money is being flooded into that. So I think maybe at the end of the day, how much you got, how much do you have
really,
to?
Yeah, it's really more about
to
your
promote yourself.
Talent. Yeah. All right, well, Mark, thank
you could
so
go.
Much.
You could spend a lot of money. Yeah, so go. Sorry, bud.
Oh no. Well, I was just about to wrap it up.
Oh, okay.
We've been on the phone for like half an hour. You've been one of our.
Yeah, we've just been chatting.
Yeah,
it's been a nice chat.
Yeah, it's been a great chat. This was fun. Thank you so much for taking time to hang out with us. We learned that you're a great rib maker.
Yeah.
So if you're going to catch Chimera on their Crown of Phantoms tour, they're going to be
bring some raw ribs.
Bring some ribs for Mark to cook for you. They're going to be on the road with Threat Signal, The Browning, and Dark Sermon. It kicks off July 26th in Springfield, Virginia, heading all over the country, wrapping up in Cleveland on August 25th. And, of course, Crown of Phantoms is out July 30th on E1. Did I get everything, Mark?
That sounded fantastic.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to play a track off the album right now. We're going to let you go, though. Thanks again. And enjoy your diet researching.
All right. Thank you guys very much. And you all have a good Sunday. Take care.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye. All right, here's a track from Chimera's new album. The album, once again, is Crown of Phantoms, and this is All That's Left is Blood. Take a look to the sky. Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Rob is covering his marijuana cigarette in Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Rob, remember. Inhale. Don't swallow. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Night and day for my life.
While you listen to some more of the rock and roll, Noah will be in the bathroom trying on short shorts for no good reason. But yeah, at least you have that image in your head now, on the Metal Injection Live Cat. Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the Metal Injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha. Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. So some guy from Korn thinks God loves his band. If true, this confirms everything I suspected about God. He wears JNCO jeans and chugs tons of Mountain Dew while watching the X Games. Here's the show, bro.
Thank you, Chuck. God apparently loves Korn.
Starting the show?
Yeah. Since you mentioned you call attention to it, I thought that that could have been seamless and they could have applied to you. Are listening to an all
brand
new.
Yeah.
It didn't say that this is the start of the show.
Yeah.
But
we'll
you ruined it.
I might as well give the behind the curtain. There, after the Zimmerman news last night, Blandy felt inspired and whipped up a whole new intro.
Yeah.
So this, that one was pushed back.
That one was going to be the intro.
This is the B intro.
Yeah.
So what's that about Korn? I missed it. Flew over under my radar.
Oh, well, let me pull
your
up. Your radar is very good then. If this is any Korn news, then it's calibrated perfectly.
I fine-tune it to miss Korn news, and it works. But now I'm curious.
Popcorn news I always get. That is
cream
completely
corn.
No, kettle corn. Kettle corn?
Yeah, sure.
Cream corn?
No.
What? You don't like cream
How
corn?
How about corn nuggets? Have you ever had a corn
nugget? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
With cream corn?
Anything fried, I'm good.
Where was that place on, like, Flatbush Avenue?
Palace Fried Chicken. They have them at all the, like, ghetto chicken places.
No, no. There was a Mexican place on Flatbush Avenue that closed down. It was, like, the only Mexican place.
Taco Bell.
In that area. No, it was, like, Avenue S and Flatbush Avenue, and they had the best corn nuggets.
How do you have, like, bad corn? Like, how do you fuck up?
Tacos.
Oh,
how do you fuck up corn nuggets? I don't see that being a thing.
Well, if it's not cream corn, if it's just like corn inside,
yeah,
that's fucked up.
It's true. Well, so here's the
corn baller.
The quote from Head from Korn. He says.
Do you think when he was in gym class, it was Head PE?
I was trying to formulate a joke along that line. You beat me to it.
Good
it
work.
Very good.
Good work. Keep it in the new metal family. Speaking of God, I was getting some crap from a few Christians that were commenting online that Korn weren't, quote, honoring the Lord in their music. There was a time when I didn't think God would be very into Korn's music and lifestyle, but I've learned that he loves everyone where they're at. And yes. I know God loves Korn's music.
God loves where George Zimmerman's at,
yeah.
too.
He loves Screwdriver. Prussian Blue.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What a stupid thing to say.
Well, and I know God loves Korn's music because it's passionate and very honest.
Yes. God loves that All Day I Dream About Sex.
Yeah.
It's honest. I just trip out
They're
on these
They're dreaming
people.
About it. They're not acting on it.
Oh, good. I just trip out on these people that have all the balls to judge people so harshly with their negative, hateful attitude.
Yeah, Christianity is not about judging at all.
When God loves Korn song Faggot, when Jonathan Davis yells, I'm just a faggot over and over.
Yes.
Is he?
No.
Then why would he say that?
He's like identifying.
It's supposed to be a child molestation song. It's about his dad raping
him. That daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy Wire or something.
Yeah, or
but
something like that.
You know what
I heard? Spelled wrong. It's F-A-G-E-T.
About that song, like, I heard that it's not even about his father.
Yeah.
It's like a reinterpretation of, like, a story that he was told.
Yeah.
Frank.
But, like, at the end of it, he's, like, crying and, like, really into stuff. Yeah.
Gross.
And Frank was a faggot?
Sure.
What?
A motherfucker queer. Oh, no, the song we're thinking of is Daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
Not the song. I don't know the song.
Well, the one where...
What album is this on?
This is off, I think, the first
Korn.
One.
I'm
or, no,
very,
no, Life is Peachy.
Very happy with myself that I didn't know that you got something about Korn wrong. I didn't pick that up at all.
Someone did, though.
Yeah.
And we're doing this show for that someone.
Oh.
Here's the song. Oh, maybe. Let's fast forward a little.
Like all the way at the end, though.
Just fast forward to the POV pussy.
This sounds like a, like, hold on, this sounds like a Yom Kippur.
Yeah, I was going to say. Baruch Adonai. See, God is okay with it because it sounds like a cantor singing in the shul.
Here's the middle of the song. They have bagpipes. That's almost a.
No, this is a rape shofar.
Yeah, right.
You raised, I feel dirty, and you made
This is bringing me back to my Jinko era.
Okay, you're
going to
say 20 again next year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No! Is this the reinterpreting a Rabba Pasbani live journal entry? That was the song.
Let's see if it has the end in it. Hold on.
If he says boobalicious at any point, I'm going to be really suspicious.
That rhymed.
Suspicious boobalicious, that's right.
Show title.
I can't tell if that's Jonathan Davis crying or Rob laughing.
Are they really that different?
Yeah.
It's Rob going up 2 flights of stairs.
Oh, wow.
So accurate.
End the show now. There's no topic, man. We're done. So, Rob.
Goodbye, everyone.
This is Rob featuring Rob. This song. Daddy featuring Rob.
This is it.
I'm all out of volcano vape.
Okay, well, we got it. So that was
my cum tastes like asparagus.
And this is Faggot. Let's get to the chorus. I think this is just about him being dressing differently and being misunderstood, man.
So he's not a faggot, you're saying?
All the other people are calling him a faggot.
Misunderstood by the millions of screaming fans he had at this point?
Yeah.
You really tell.
Are you saying his audience was predominantly gay?
Imagine the songs he would have written if Twitter existed back then. How misunderstood he would have felt.
Really?
Chuck Bland against his trolling him on Twitter.
You think he would have answered in all caps like David Rain Man?
David D. Rain Man.
So, this is bringing me back also to the... this is like worse than getting your asshole fingered by your father, I think. This album is worse than incestual rape.
Put that sticker on the CD.
It's close, I'll say that. It's close. Ugh.
How many people that were Korn fans thought this was like the anthem for homophobia?
All of them.
Probably.
Every
You're
single
probably
one.
Right.
They chanted along.
Yeah. Imagine at their concerts, probably there was like a whole sea of people with their fist pumping.
Faggot! Just like the Nirvana fans singing along to like Rape Me or Polly, whatever. When those songs were. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Misunderstood.
When all of Nirvana's audience became bros.
Yeah, exactly.
Once In Utero came
out. Once they hit the mainstream.
And Keely was like, yeah, dude, this song is about how we hate faggots, right? sure, dude, but all right.
Let's go with it.
Just keep not tuning your bass. Everything's fine.
Oops. DLD is basically lead bass in the band. Their early music is all bass.
Yeah.
It's like there's no...
That's the only thing that stood out.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Awful. We gotta redo that take. I accidentally tuned my bass.
Yeah, it sounded like it was supposed to for a second. You gotta go back. You have to go back.
Keeping in with the sexual themes, a New Jersey Transit bus driver was caught masturbating on the job.
Yes,
which I don't understand.
Every time he goes
you
through
don't,
the tunnel,
didn't
it's
you
very
masturbate
sexual.
On the job and then
there
drive?
Was,
yeah,
there was no one in the office,
and he wasn't driving a bus.
Was
the
bus
driving
empty?
A bus? No.
Oh, there were people.
This was during a like rush hour commute.
Though, right?
No, he wasn't.
Now, all right, time out. So was he like over the pants, just kind of like rubbing, or was this?
It looked like it sounded from the report like his dick was out.
Dick was out of the pants.
Yes,
it didn't even go in the pants.
I think the best thing about the story is the local ABC affiliate, WABC7's.
They showed it and blurted it out.
Like, fully, like, they showed, like, the cell phone footage, and it's just all blur.
Oh.
You can't show anything.
Yeah.
How does this video compare to other bus driver masturbation videos you've seen?
I would say this would go to the top. Just the way they try to, like, sophisticatedly talk about how he masturbated and everything.
A passenger with a camera catching the driver. In the middle of
who's the real pervert?
And in
the passenger
of
holding the camera and recording this guy doing a very intimate
work.
Act.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah,
let this guy
get his rock
on. Dark in the bus.
Okay,
maybe he works
perverts.
For the New Jersey Transit Department, all right? Come on.
A man was caught rubbing his penis on the New Jersey bus.
They don't even say that. A man was caught in a sexual act.
A sexual act. That doesn't tell us anything.
Yeah, here. That's the thing. They're so general with it. It's great.
A passenger with a camera catching the driver in the middle of Lincoln Tunnel traffic and in the middle of this lewd act.
We all have to get through traffic somehow.
Yeah.
He was on Quaaludes. That's why it was a lewd act.
It took me almost 2 hours to go like four blocks into the Lincoln Tunnel one day.
How many times
in rush hour
masturbate?
Traffic? Exactly. Like, what else are you going to do there for 2 hours?
An Israeli woman was caught in a lewd act in the Lincoln Tunnel.
I
was driving a Fung Wah bus at the time.
There was a rib sticking out of her vegan vagina.
I'm so hungry.
No, I want ribs so bad.
It's graphic. It's looking for a cell wall.
This is graphic, even though you cannot see any of it because it's blurred. Ooh.
This is an exclusive story. Sarah.
They had someone on the scene?
Yeah.
Why does she have to be there? What the fuck?
Wait, they just do it from the studio.
On the bus?
She's standing in the middle of three lanes of traffic on the fucking Lincoln Tunnel.
It's like a guy masturbating behind her.
They're like a chalk outline by the cum splatter.
As you can see by this outline, the cum landed right here beside me. We
well, Bill, we're here in Hackensack
here
because
in
we reviewed this video with the attorney for that passenger. Frankly,
that's the
we
new
had
name
to
for jerking off.
To believe it. And we have
I hacked my sack
driver.
Last week. It was
he
great.
Oh, and they exposed the bus driver.
But,
sorry.
It's so mean.
Go ahead. Play her part again, please.
Okay, let's start it over.
I talked over that.
Back because we reviewed this video with the attorney for that passenger. Frankly, we had to see it. To believe
I
it.
Watched it seven
more.
Times so far.
The passenger got an attorney. It's not even like the cops.
Oh, no. This is the attorney for the woman who caught the guy because
right.
She's suing the city and the guy.
For what?
What is she suing the city for?
Well, we'll have to listen to the report.
Right. Oh, fuck's
about
sake.
The bus driver. He is 41-year-old George Simpson of
Zimmerman?
Newark.
George Zimmerman? Jerks off on the buses, too?
Criminal offenses.
He's out of fucking jail one day, and he's jerking off on a bus.
No, it's not George.
That's how excited he was.
He had started to perform a sexual act on himself.
Attorney Patrick Metz walked us through the cell phone video
imagine
taken
if he was
by
actually
his client.
Blowing himself.
Yeah, no, he dripped candle wax on his nipples. That's what
imagine being that lawyer's office and getting like this woman's footage that you have to like study,
analyze.
Yeah, or analyze.
A librarian, as she commuted on a New Jersey Transit bus to New York City on June 24th.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting where?
She was sitting directly to the right of the bus driver.
Shocking. Go on. Terrible.
First of all, is she going to claim that he was jerking off to her or something?
Let's see what she's going to say. Oh, is she shown?
No.
Okay.
It was the evening commute, the driver entering the Lincoln Tunnel
entering.
With a packed bus. And she videotaped this why?
Of the, because of the outrage
get
that was actually occurring on a transit bus.
Because
the
she's
danger
a pervert.
That he was putting these passengers in, as well as the commuters that
pause.
Were around this bus.
How do we know that there were any? If he was just like rubbing his cack like through his pants, I don't think there's any danger
if,
to driving.
Also, if she was so concerned with the danger, why didn't she say, hey, everyone, the bus driver's jerking off.
Yeah.
Let's make him stop.
Exactly.
I think she did say that, actually.
Oh.
Really?
It's unspeakable.
I didn't hear her say that.
She's showing that there's other cars around. As you can see, the walls of the tunnel are on the left-hand side.
And he's still
side.
Masturbating while driving in the tunnel.
He's doing this all the way through the tunnel.
Throughout
he's
the tunnel.
He's a good driver.
Totally exposed.
He probably has a tunnel fetish.
Yeah. Mm.
He's inserting his bus into the tunnel. It's all like very...
Also, maybe it's just been like a nine-hour shift and he's bored out of his mind.
Exactly.
Blue balls, yeah.
Rob knows when you're at work for a long time, you know.
Sitting there in one spot.
It was usually when I stayed late. Well, usually.
Whoa, that's more than one.
Usually. Damn it.
Wow.
Damn
it.
That's an admission. You never said
damn
you did
it.
How many times, Rob?
More than one?
This is how you do a follow-up, by the way. How many times did you jerk off at work?
I don't know.
By the way, just to refresh, what job was this?
I'm not going to say what job.
No, I mean, not the place. I mean, what type of work were you doing?
Oh, it was an office job.
So and so, like more than one. We established that. Would it be in the maybe in the five range?
Okay, yeah,
five times more than five?
Less than a handful. No.
Less than a handful.
That's what
you're saying. Sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that. So the one time you told us about the cum went on your chest, did you ever get it in?
No,
like
I didn't say it went on my
you
chest.
You said it went on your clothing.
It blew into your mouth a little.
No, I did not say any of it.
I'm going to check that tape.
The song says it flew into your mouth.
No, that's just the song. No, come on now.
Wait, wasn't it? Didn't you say you got it somewhere on your clothing and you wiped it off? I thought it was on your chest.
I don't know if it was on. I don't remember what I said, but I feel like it didn't get on my clothing. No, it was just in my crotchal area.
Oh, so were you fully exposed like the bus driver also, or
no?
No, okay.
Was it in your, like, were you doing it in your pants or out of your pants? Was your penis exposed?
My penis was not exposed because, you know, like, what if somebody came in? There was that thought process.
So you,
you are the only one who came.
So you went into the pants or you went over the pants?
Into the pants.
Okay.
Wait.
Well, I think, what I did was, okay, whatever. I unzipped my pants and I was doing it over the underwear.
Okay, I see.
But
why
how
draw
does
the line there?
Hold on.
Because then I could just, like, put my shirt over my pants. Or I didn't want my, like...
In case someone came in.
Yeah. Just, I needed a quick...
Why don't you go to the bathroom? I don't understand.
I
like,
I needed a computer. I don't... It was ridiculous.
Oh. What were you looking at?
Well, just the computer.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious what I was looking at.
PolaDean.com.
BusDriverWank.com.
But it was really... I don't know. It was definitely idiotic to do and pointless.
Yeah,
I just, like, I'm not judging or anything. I just can't. I've never been that turned on at work that I have to, like, just go
and
really rub one out.
Really like this job, Darren.
I'm just tempted.
I was incredibly horny at the time.
I don't have any, like, moral judgment. I just can't, like, I feel like...
No, the thing is, too, the thing that was going through my head was, like, you know, like, me doing this is further preventing me from going home because I still have to, like, finish my work. And it's like, I could just be doing this at home much more comfortably.
I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait.
But it was just like, no, fuck it, yeah.
You only live once,
but
right, Rob?
I think I only did it like two or three times. Okay. I don't remember exact, but I think
less than a handful.
That's exactly what made me realize, like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, why am I doing this? This is so stupid.
It took three times to realize that?
Were they all on the same day?
And this was years ago, by the way. This was many, many years ago.
Copy.
Yeah, so it was not anything recent.
Was this when you and I were living together?
Yeah.
Because then I appreciate you keeping that away from our home. Thank you.
Did you ever, like, then...
Says, okay, I've not even...
Were you inspired then to go into Sid's room and try a little bit of that?
No,
like,
no,
Rob
no.
Like, Rob jerking off and...
I was never not home.
It was never, like, it was not about, like, where I was doing it. It was just about getting off. Like, I just wanted to get off immediately. There was nothing attractive about
some
getting
people,
off at work.
Look, some people...
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Example,
the danger. Yeah, that
like
didn't really...
Like, this bus driver, I mean, he obviously wasn't looking at porn, so I wonder if he was, like, turned on by, like, the fact that it's a bus full of people, it's, like, in public.
Right. That's probably...
So that's not your thing.
That's not what appealed to me about it. It was just I wanted to jerk off as soon as possible.
We have a plethora of good comments in this chat here. Hold on a second.
I've never jerked off at Sirius to answer Super Nintendo Charmers because that was recently, and I'm over it.
Champion says, let's all sue Rob in Brooklyn. And did Cousin Brucey see it? That's a no because it wasn't that serious.
Although I want to say, like, of all the places, like, it would be the easiest to jerk off at Sirius because you're in, like, an isolated booth.
Oh.
And you wouldn't be the only one.
Ah!
Hey, guys. Cousin Brucey here. My toupee stuck to my forehead, and I don't know why. CBS FM!
Now at Shankletown. Now we know where the name Liquid Metal came from.
Do you think Cousin Brucey jerks off?
Oh, I don't even want
to. I don't think he can even get it up. He's like
I think
85
at this point,
years old.
Well, I feel like he probably has a Viagra subscription.
Really?
Sure.
Not even a prescription, a subscription.
A subscription?
Yes.
He charged
he's
a monthly rate.
Viagra. Illustrated.
By the way, a Cousin Brucey show is brought to you by Viagra Monthly. Everyone subscribe now. CBS FM.
Great tips of what to do when you pop yourself some Viagra.
Did you stimulate your anus? I don't want to know that.
No.
You can call Rob personally on the phone number he gives out.
No, I think, like, I just feel like my libido was just, I needed to jerk off multiple times
young
guy. A
day. Yeah, you were
like, I was a very young guy, and I was just like, I need to get off
some
as
young
much
guy,
as possible.
Right?
I was definitely some young guy.
Cream of some young guy, and something wrong.
But, yeah.
Back to the bus driver.
One time someone actually did walk in, but like, and I'm not sure if I turned everything off in time because it was like right, like approaching climax.
I want to read what
Super
Nintendo
said. That's
probably
the moment where I was like, all right, I should never do this again.
Super Nintendo says, Cousin Brucey here, churning out some more baby batter on CBS FM, baby. I think his last baby batter dropped when the Shirelles were making music. I think Vietnam War was his last load that he dropped.
It was a pretty sexy war. It's fair.
I love that Walter Cronkite on TV, baby.
Dan Rather. Looks young.
Cousin Bruce used to drive a bus. Boy, is that hot. CBS FM!
He still should be driving a bus.
I'm surprised you even give him that. Like, probably, I would think.
It doesn't take much, clearly.
Yeah.
Any more news stories to share with us, Rob?
Yeah, then there was an Ohio man arrested for fucking a pool raft.
What?
He fucked a pool
raft.
How
do you fuck a pool raft?
Yeah, those blowholes are very small.
A pool raft?
Yeah, you know like how you like that you float on?
Was this at a public pool?
Maybe it's like the way you like have sex with the couch.
There's ridges, so you just
hold on. How do you have sex with a couch, Rob?
What a great lie to slide in thinking we wouldn't understand.
I've never fucked a couch, but I've just heard about this.
Where do you, is this like couchfucking.com?
No,
like
YouTube?
People talk about it on like comedy podcasts. Like Pete Holmes talks about it on You Made It Weird.
I've never
heard of it. No, in the like partition between couch pillows, you just stick your dick in there. I assume.
Yeah.
I have thought about it because like I also was like, how do you fuck a couch?
Did you have a couch?
No couch.
This is great.
No couch.
Put everything together.
Oh. But yeah, Noah, you probably accurately described how he was fucking the raft.
Oh, okay.
Has anybody in the chat fucked a couch? Because this is
or
apparently
a raft.
Or a raft.
Is that where fuck your couch came from?
Yeah, like, what's the weirdest thing you fucked? That's the question.
Lots of nothing in the chat. All right, so there was that guy.
Read the Oklahoma one and read the whole story because I read it to myself the other day and I was in tears laughing.
Okay.
Rob, you have company. Dead Stretch says, I have fucked a couch when I was a kid.
You mean he has couch? He just said he didn't do it. You don't believe him?
His curiosity has...
No, I've never had any interest in fucking a couch.
He said
that's a drop.
He said he just fucked the slit between two cushions.
You ever fucked a table?
I've never fucked anything.
No
what? I mean, I just don't get like what
inanimate objects. I've never.
What's the advantage of fucking a couch over just jerking off? Like, how is that even?
Because
you don't have to use your hands.
Yeah, you get to like stimulate sex.
You might find
thrusting.
Some loose change.
Depends how long your cack is. Where the change is buried.
So a Tulsa man was arrested on allegations that he watched a woman and her 7-year-old daughter from underneath a white water park toilet near the Keystone Dam, and he could face a felony charge.
Now how is he underneath? All right, go ahead.
This 52-year-old man, I won't say his name, you can look it up, was arrested on Sunday after being found covered in human waste inside the inside the holding tank beneath a permanent outhouse at the park, which is west of Sand Springs.
So he was looking up through the toilet as people shat on him.
But this is still the guy that fucked the raft?
No, this is a different guy.
Guy.
The woman told sheriff's deputies that she looked into the toilet and, quote, saw the water move. according to Enlow's arrest report.
At first, I thought it was my duty.
As she looked closer, she noticed there was a man looking up at her.
Can
you imagine? Enlow then sat in the tank for 15 minutes before police arrived, according to the report.
What?
She really had to pass that shit.
The guy was underneath the toilet for 15 minutes from the cops.
I see. Okay. Peeping Tom can be a felony. It just depends on the facts and circumstances. There are a number of options which we'll review before deciding to file criminal charges, said the district attorney.
There's more to the story.
Let's get to the whole story.
Just one thing. So, like, this woman, like, if she sues and stuff, like, she has a valid case because she's been, like, her privacy has been violated by this man. But, like, the one on the bus,
she violated
his privacy.
Right.
But he was on the job. What are you talking about?
I don't think he's
but
entitled to privacy in that case.
I don't think that woman on the bus, like,
she definitely
has
doesn't
any
have
right
a,
to sue anybody.
She doesn't have a case for damages. I don't think anything happened
to
her.
Court anyway, just because this is so fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the bus
driver
should.
The guy
did
get fired.
He should,
yeah,
he should be
you
disciplined.
Lose your job. Yes, absolutely. I agree
but
with that.
He absolutely should be fired. I agree.
She has no case against him whatsoever,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Right.
Read the rest.
Okay.
A felony conviction is punishable by not more than 5 years and or a fine up to $5,000, and sex offender registration could be a possibility. Enlau told deputies that
a possibility? He's covering shit looking at a woman's twat through the fucking toilet.
Might
be a sex offender. That's why they invented the fucking sex offender law.
That sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy line. Like, you might be a sex offender.
If you're covered in shit... Looking up through a toilet.
At a
7-year
old girl.
At a 7-year old girl. You might be a sex offender.
Oh, but it
Enlau told deputies that he had been struck in the head with a tire iron by his girlfriend, who then drove him to the Keystone Dam and dumped him in the toilet, according to the arrest report. In the arrest report, the woman who found him told deputies that Enlau did not begin to cry for help until after law enforcement officers arrived. Enlau stated that he had not asked for help earlier because he had been unconscious.
What a terrible cover story to make
the
up.
Fire department got him out. Oh, the poor fire department.
Yeah.
How we get him out of
picture
there.
This 52-year-old fucking Peckerwood getting hosed off. The fire hose to hose the shit off of him in this fucking amusement park.
Was it in front of all the people walking
up? The stray doo-doo, like, flying everywhere.
Mommy, I don't want to go on the Tilt-A-Whirl. Let's go watch the Make a Man get the shit hose off of him.
Mama, why are they shaving the Chewbacca? What's going on?
I still see dangleberries. Keep hosing.
But, like, the best cover story you could come up with is that my girlfriend knocked me out and dumped. Like, we really believe you have a girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
What, just because I'm covered in feces? Please.
Like, you hear the sirens and all of a sudden, help, help.
Help me.
I've been attacked and dumped.
I've been accidentally placed in this outhouse.
Hole.
And
the picture of the guy is... so fucking good. Because he looks exactly like what you would guess he would look like.
Yep.
Amazing.
It looks like a fatter Colin Quinn with a mustache.
Exactly like Colin Quinn. Not even fatter. He just looks like Colin Quinn because Colin Quinn's fat.
But with an extra chin.
Cover Colin Quinn in shit. And there you go.
Maybe it was Colin Quinn.
It's possible.
Hey, y'all. I was down in that outhouse there looking at the vaginas.
He's had a tough time.
Actually, he would say vaginas. Vaginas. Yeah. Vegan vaginas.
Such a good story.
Shankleton wants to know, does he play guitar for Periphery by chance?
Oh. 53-year-old?
Are you saying that was Jake? Come on, that's not funny at all.
A bitter, bitter Shankleton.
Shankleton can't go a show without saying something negative about Jake.
Yeah.
If that's what he needs, go ahead. Say whatever you want.
Wow, you upset Noah. That's the way that's
unacceptable.
She's not upset.
Shankleton's tweeting.
Tweeting
a lot lately about seltzer. I think he's trying to steal our style.
Mm.
I don't like that.
Well,
I just say that because there's two cans of seltzer.
Is it specifically about vintage?
I think so.
The tweets, I mean.
Shankle, call in and tell us about your seltzer.
Seltzer tweeting activity.
646-929-1357 is the number. By the way, you know that guy Danny with the great song Goodbye?
Yes. Is he still alive?
He apparently has a whole bunch of other songs.
That he recorded while covered in shit in an outhouse.
Goodbye to the people who are shitting on me. Goodbye to the firefighters hosing off me.
I'm just keeping it up right now. This one is called Amazing Person on My Mind.
I already like it. This is Amazing Person on My Mind by Danny. Right here on Sirius XM Radio.
You feel my amazing dream to come true. Oh, baby girl, I fall in love with you. I wish we could let go right now, because I love
you. I don't like that I can hear the sounds of inside his mouth.
Yeah, you can hear his like spittle forming in his mouth.
I would never forget. You are the reason for my smile.
Of course.
You always look beautiful, like a gold star. To see you, I need to travel so far, but baby, remember, you're also my mate.
It's a nice beat. I'll give him that. I jacked it from YouTube or something. Is this the song?
Yeah.
Wow. The fuck was that? That was like THX. I like the
DP. Did you just say I like the DP?
Yeah, I think you did.
I like the TP. That's, they don't have any TP.
He's not that kind of Indian.
I meant toilet paper. They don't have anywhere he lives. What did you think he meant?
Like he lives in a teepee.
They just poop in the river, the Calcutta River, and wipe with leaves or something. That's how they make tikka masala.
Imagine if your cat was in front of that river.
Oh my God. He'd just drain the river dry. My cat, if you don't know, drinks. He likes to try to drink the toilet water after I poop in it.
Been, you eat Indian food.
Yeah, that's been mentioned on the show. And I have to shoo him away from the toilet.
That's a reality show. Your cat and that guy in the outhouse just hanging out. Shit.
My cat circling and stalking, waiting for the person to get off the toilet.
Oh, there's been a spill.
Sorry. I spilled something.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
What's it on? Sorry.
Spill alert.
Time.
Spill alert. So
this spill, it's nowhere near your thing, right? You didn't get wet, did you?
I think I got
Rob's used liquids coming flying out
this
of you.
This is live radio. Sorry.
So Darren was drinking some Pepsi Next.
Yeah, which is really good.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I wish they did Pepsi Throwback Next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because with real sugar.
Yeah,
Pepsi
like
Pepsi Next and Previous all in the same.
Yeah, Pepsi Present maybe. Yeah.
Why not?
I don't understand why they have to use the corn syrup. Like, yeah. Why can't they use the sugar?
So much
and then
corn.
No, but no, the whole thing about Pepsi Next is it has like a third of the sugar of regular
yeah.
Pepsi.
But it's
which
a crap
is still
sugar.
But it's still
too much sugar.
It's still high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, I felt like I needed something after sitting in the sun. I was
in the whole
field all day.
In the whole bottle, there's 26 grams of sugar, which is definitely still way
yeah.
too much sugar.
Too much, but it's only one meal, you know.
Have we ever had like moderate fructose corn syrup or even low fructose corn syrup? Does that exist? Because why the need to call it high fructose corn syrup?
I think
it's
a legal issue. They have to say that because
they pull out the fructose from the corn. They extract the fructose. That's why it's called high fructose. Corn syrup.
But then
that's the whole point of it. They want the fructose. That's where you're getting the fructose from the corn.
Okay, but then shouldn't it be understood that corn syrup is high fructose?
So they're just not getting
it. It's just extra words. I'm just trying to cut it down.
You have to tell people that fructose is the... But ingredients aren't about SEO. They want to confuse you. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, it made the table really shiny, so that should tell you some other ingredients
that
are in
there. Now the table is melting.
You good over there?
Yeah, I'm good. I didn't get
my laptop. Apologize.
My $7,000 laptop is fine.
First
no, I didn't.
Non-Rob related spill we've had on the show.
Wow, intense.
Well, I'm Spill Clinton today.
Speaking of cum stains.
Oh, with the whole thing with Justin Bieber. What, you know what pissed me off about like
what?
That video about
that's
Justin?
Not what I meant at all. But
just,
okay.
Bill
just,
Clinton, Justin Bieber, like. Pissed in a mop bucket. They found some video of him last year pissing in a mop bucket, and then him and his cronies were just like, "Yeah, fuck Bill Clinton," because there was a picture of Bill Clinton on the wall of the restaurant.
He's Canadian. Why shouldn't he say fuck Bill Clinton?
Everyone else has
the thing that bothered me the most about it was that I knew about it. Like, why do I care? Like, why is this?
I didn't watch the video.
Why is this news?
So it didn't bother me.
Well, it was just posted everywhere.
Okay, just don't click that link.
No, I understand, but you still knew. Like, what I just told you about it was anything about
hey,
it.
Hey, you know that guy that you already thought sucked? He still sucks.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Great. Good to know.
But people need to vent their hatred of things, you know? Mm. I feel like that's the new thing to do.
Wait, so Bieber venting his hatred of Bill Clinton? Or us venting our hatred of Bieber? Like,
I think
both?
People need to see yeah. the story about Bieber in order to say, oh, what a dick he is, you know?
But the only people that give a shit about like, I don't think he lost any fans.
Right, no,
that,
not
so.
At all.
The people that love him still love him. The people that hate him still hate him. So
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's those. That's like link bait for people that
yeah.
hate Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which is right. It's perfectly fair to hate Justin Bieber, yeah. but you know, I think they just the sites use that to outrage people. Like, oh, look what stupid thing he did now.
Yeah. The mop bucket lobbyists are in a tizzy. Right, Rob?
I'm definitely in the mop bucket lobby group. What?
Is there mop bucket fetish porn?
Open your folder, Rob.
My mop bucket folder? Yeah. What else is going on? Anything happening in the world of the live casters, the hosts that you want to bring up before we wrap it up?
I went to the Futures game.
Today. How was that? That was the all-star.
Really hot. It was just deathly hot to sit there.
What kind of game was it?
It's like, this week is the all-star game, so that's Tuesday. And they have the home run derby Monday.
This is basically like the minor league all-star game, more or less.
Is this how they decide what teams go into the playoffs or something?
No, it's just an exhibition game. It's just for fun.
Oh.
The All-Star game decides which team in the World Series gets home field advantage.
Right, which a lot of people are not crazy about.
Yeah, I don't think it matters one way or the other. I think it's fine.
Me too, because the way they used to do it was completely arbitrary.
It was just every other year.
Yeah, so that's no less arbitrary now than it was before.
Exactly.
I would rather it be the best record.
Yeah.
But it's no worse than it was before, so you can't really say
best record, best interleague record, something.
I will say one thing, if it matters, they should not have every team submit a player.
Yeah.
Field, because then you're making an exhibition at the same time you're saying it matters, which is stupid. But I'm going to all three of those. But the other two will be at night, so,
Though it's going to be like in the mid-90s all week.
Mm-hmm.
The night will be a little bit better than maybe high 80s.
Yeah.
It'll still be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And the next two nights, there'll be way more people there. So that'll make it even more hot.
They don't have like fans going in the field, like
in the field.
Darren's
not in the field. I mean, like in the stands, like just any sort of ventilation.
Oh, you're outside.
You could still have fans blowing the wind at you.
No,
the hot wind.
No, that's not gonna happen. Maybe they'll charge you for it.
In Dallas, I'm sure they have it. In Cowboy Stadium.
If they didn't have it at the Rangers ballpark.
Oh yeah, you were there.
They did have gigantic bugs flying around.
Ugh.
Terrifying.
Scary.
And lots of Texans, which is also fairly
scary. Is worse than a gigantic bug.
Yeah. Same difference.
Because the gigantic bug can't shoot you. A Texan can.
Bugs aren't racist.
A Floridian can. We know that for sure. I don't know if they have the same laws out there. Probably worse.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know.
There's only 5 places to get an abortion there now. There's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that whole thing with they revoked the abortion. Now it's
looks
much harder.
Noah's not moving to Texas after all.
Sorry.
She wasn't listening. I felt like I could get away with
listening.
That.
No, I'm finally importing all of my pictures from my iPhone because it's finally plugged into my computer. And it's
great time to pick to do that now.
Sorry.
By the way.
Well, I mean, it's going
to
take
any apps you need to update? You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, tell us the apps you have to update.
No, but it's taking my albums out.
No, you don't have any apps to update, or no,
selfies?
You don't want to tell
all
me.
All my apps are up to date, actually.
Uploading all the nude selfies?
Well, my albums are disappearing. Like, I'm watching all the photos delete before my eyes. I didn't realize that would happen.
Noah, you've been asked in the chat, would you bang the dead guy from Glee's corpse?
No.
That's a disgusting question. Stop.
Wasn't
no, ask
gay?
More of those.
Just because he's
not matter?
He's gay, but probably.
If he's gay or straight, he's dead now. It wouldn't really matter.
I know, but if he's gay and dead,
he can't object.
He didn't die of AIDS, so it's fine.
No, but listen,
he might have had it.
If he's gay and dead, then I know that he would never have wanted to have sex with me in real life. Then I would be raping his corpse, not having sex with it.
Maybe he.
That's very metal.
But maybe he went to heaven and found out God really does hate gays and converted.
And you would save his life,
yeah,
his soul, by straightening his fettered cock.
Oh, so you're saying that I would turn his dead corpse straight?
Yeah. What if your vegan vagina would give him a transfusion?
I don't have a vegan vagina.
And he came back to life again. And he started doing a dance number from Glee.
No.
Rob?
Vegan vagina. That's all.
Thank you.
You want to know if she would bang John Sterling now?
Oh,
who?
No, I don't think John Sterling wants that.
Was that who is Yasiel Puig?
He's a Cuban baseball player who's doing very well this month.
You almost said it right too. I'm very impressed by you.
Puig.
Yasiel Puig.
Puig Destroyer.
Puig Destroyer. Yeah,
that's
an
actual
that
band.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Oh.
In honor of that guy.
okay.
Now they're on the remains of Dimebag's corpse. Would you bang that? It's probably like a handful of dust by
now.
Yeah,
she just rubbed that on her vegan vagina.
Smuggle that into
a... Like a dry rub.
You should put the remains of his corpse in your vagina and trick that guy into eating your vagina from the beginning of the show.
Chick-fil Anselmo, it's the closest you're going to get to a Pantera reunion.
He eats Darryl's ashes out of her vagina.
Terrible.
Would he then be a cannibal?
Would that make him a cannibal?
You wouldn't know it until after the deed was done, though.
I guess that would be a cannibal corpse.
Would you have a foursome with Ron, Keith, and Gary from the Mets announcers?
No.
Booth?
Keith shaved his mustache, so it wouldn't even tickle you.
Super Nintendo said Noah has an Israeli vagina, which means it's rigged to blow. I think that would be a Palestinian vagina. The Israelis use tanks.
Yeah.
Here's what Puig Destroyer sounds like.
Was that real band? They made a parody of Pig Destroyer? Wow. Are they playing Pig Destroyer songs? It all sounds the same to me.
No, it's original Grind under the moniker Puig Destroyer.
That's a great name. That's a fantastic name.
And are the songs about the baseball player?
Well, the first single they released is One Man, Five Tools. So it could be.
I'm assuming.
Can you explain the reference, guys?
A five-tool player is a player who can do lots of things on the field, like run, hit, throw, look for power.
Let's see if we can make out any lyrics.
Yeah, good luck.
It's as easy to understand as the FL2 himself.
Did you see he snubbed, what's his name? Who was it? Some all-star that he snubbed?
Oh, Luis Gonzalez.
Yeah, Luis Gonzalez went up to talk to him and he just fucking walked
past. But apparently that's
him.
Bullshit.
What is
apparently,
it?
Apparently, like some, I don't remember what reporter it was, but I was watching MLB Network the other day. I'm sure the listeners are really interested in this.
Oh, what?
But
we talk about Joe Franklin.
It might have been a Dodgers beat reporter who was just like, Puig talked to him and then went to do his batting practice. And apparently Luis Gonzalez is just very concerned with people disrespecting him. And when he was on the Dodgers, accused everyone of disrespecting him. If he wasn't starting, Matt Kemp started over him, it was disrespect.
So he's a dick.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. It's too bad because he defeated the Yankees with that hit.
He had one good year on steroids. 50 home runs, they won a World Series.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question to end the show on.
Okay.
From Campion. Would Noah fuck Schenkeltown if he stopped slamming Jake?
I can answer that for Noah. The answer is absolutely not.
That is correct.
Now we know.
I don't think, that wouldn't, it had nothing to do with slamming Jake or anything.
First of all, I mean, Schenkeltown walked right by me at OPEF and he said hi to Rob and didn't say hello to me, so he didn't even talk to me.
He's trying to play hard to get.
Well, that's not going to work with girls.
You know, it's hard to get for Schenkeltown?
Pussy.
Laid, yeah.
Oh! Ba-da-ba-ba-da. Let's not slam Schenkeltown.
Schenkeltown has had like a lot of successful things happen to his career.
Just not to his penis.
Oh, shit.
You don't know what happened backstage at Warped Tour.
Oh, watch out. Him and the chick from Paramore. She walked past him and sort of brushed his crotch with her thigh. Big time.
If Schenkeltown works for MTV, that's
basically getting laid.
If Schenkeltown masturbated at Warped Tour, would he be masturbating on the job? Would that count?
Basically.
Schenkeltown says he might have his own TV show soon.
Sure.
What?
Sure.
Okay. Call on and tell us.
Yeah.
What are you scared of? Or does he not talk on air?
He can't talk about it before the deal is closed.
And it'll be him making an appearance, so we have to like book him. And
is he going to be a gaffer for that Betty White hidden camera show? Is he going to be the one that puts them back on their rockers? That's work. That's network television.
What's the name of that Betty White?
Off the rockers. That's why I said he's going to put them back on their
rockers. I thought that was just in reference to her being old as shit.
That too.
I loved Betty White.
She no piece of shit.
She's the respect.
All right. Well, this is another great show that just totally flew by. I feel like lately these 2 hours, we might have to expand to 4 hours.
We went a little over 2 hours today.
Well, we started a few minutes late, though. So,
even factoring that in.
We're about like 3 minutes over. Well, it's been a great show. We'll be back next week with an all-new edition of the Livecast. I'll try to work on a guest.
Okay.
That we can, some sort of musician
who has enough to talk about that isn't music that we spend zero time talking about.
You know, just send them like a survey and see what kind of food they're into.
Yeah. Well, you talked to him about the music too. I feel like a good 25% of it was about the music. And
no,
the
that was the crappy
25%.
The good percent was the 75% about food.
Yeah, but I mean, we got his plugs in and they also had a nice chat with us.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Win-win.
It was a great time. Thank you to Mark Hunter of Chimera for taking some time to hang out with us. And thank you to the live caster that is listening. Is that sticking, live castered?
Yeah.
Is that better?
I like
it.
Live
custard.
Is that better than a live castation?
Yeah,
that's
much
no
better
sense.
Than that. That,
that makes no sense at all.
That's why I like it. All right. Well,
and also people should visit our Facebook page and our Twitter.
Oh, yeah, and leave a review on iTunes. It'll help our standing there.
Yeah.
Which
it might
means,
get us
which,
more live reads.
Which means nothing to you, but it'll help
us
out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to hear more live reads if you do that.
Yeah, and isn't that great?
Also, someone else please reply to Shankletown's tweets. I feel sad when it's only me. I don't know if it reflects worse on him or me that I'm the only one.
Well, he might have his own TV show soon, so he'll have a big audience.
And then I could say I was the guy who replied to all those tweets.
Yep.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, Chris Russo, you're right. I do want to thank the Metal Injection Junkies.
Yeah, just call them junkies.
And the Livecast Junkies. Livecast Junkies.
Or just junkies.
Just the junkies.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Understood.
You're right. Let's not go. Everyone needs a... Yeah, you're right. The junkies. Thank you. And goodbye to the people that listen to the show. Goodbye to the people that hate it on me.
Make sure that we can hear your mouth a little bit better.
Goodbye to the people that hate it on me.
Goodbye to the people who hate it on me. Goodbye to the people who loved me. Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye, goodbye to everybody.
I had a goodbye song. I'm going to close with a, a hello song.
I hear that you will know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. I hear that you do will know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing.